Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies, step aside. Mike Q is about to show you how to get it done.
Queen.
Runway.
Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your push. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your push. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your push. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your push. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your push. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your push. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your push. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your purse, feel it in your
feeling is fine.
Feel it as you blow it.
Feel
it in your purse, feel it in your feeling is fine.
Feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your purse, feel it in your feeling is fine.
Feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your purse, feel it in your feeling is fine.
Feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your feeling is fine.
Feel it in your
feeling is fine.
Feel it.
Feel it in your
feeling
is fine. Feel it in your feeling is
fine.
Feel it in your
Feel it in your
Feel it in your
No, really. Roll it up. The girls cannot see this.
Driver, roll up the partition. 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 Driver, roll up the partition.
You're now listening to the sounds of DJ Mike.
Driver, roll up the partition. Driver, roll up the partition. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the part. 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 Roll up the partition, please.
I don't want the girls to see this.
Oh, you know who it is, darling. Miss J. Exclusive.
Ow.
Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition. Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition for me. I don't want mama to see. See what I do when my time is free. Borrow my sister's clothes and I put on pumps. Roll up the partition cause I feel like con. Prop Miss J and commence to serve. Take a look in the mirror and I'm like, oop, work. Study Sanaya cause I want to learn. How to sell it to the seller to the max like her. Dip 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 d
Into the building. La 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 and throw.
The Icon Pioneer, Larry Ebony, presents the 24-carat gold ball. All gold everything. Saturday, October 4th, in Dallas, Texas. Grand prize number one, tag team performance, the Lost Treasures of the Texas Republic for $1,500. Grand prize number two, open to all realness for $1,000. Grand prize number three, Femme Queen Face, the Battle of the Goddesses for $750. Mini grand number one, Butch Queen Senior versus Junior Sex Siren, Hercules versus Aries for $500. Mini grand number two, Tag Team Best Dressed, one male figure and one female figure for $500. Mini grand number three, J-Rock Ebony presents the Ultimate Catboy for $500 and many other cash prizes. Again, that's Saturday, October 4th in Dallas, Texas. The Icon, Pioneer, Larry Ebony bringing you the 24-carat gold ball. All gold, everything. Testing with our bonding prosperity gets you in for free. For more information on Dallas Southern Pride events, contact J-Rock Ebony via Facebook under J-Rock Dupree or visit www.DallasSouthernPride.com for more details.
Legendary mother Lisa Prodigy and Dante Balenciaga bring you Watch the Throne 2.0, Once Upon a Star, Statement, and Legend, Saturday, September 27th in Washington, D.C. Your grand prizes include Butch Queen Pretty Boy Realness, Mr. Disney for $1,000, Femme Queen Realness, Pretty versus Banji versus Executive versus Big Girls. Battle of the Girls. Pretty Girls as Sleeping Beauty. Banji Girls as Princess Tiana. Executive as Mary Poppins. And Big Girls as your fairy godmother. All for $1,000. Open to all legendary performance. The Wizard. Ease on down this road for $1,000. Your mini grands include Femme Queen Sex Siren, Jane, Tarzan's Loyal Companion for $500. Femme Queen Perfect 10, Ariel, showcased in face, body, and realness for $500. Femme Queen Performance, Rapunzel, let your hair down and bring us a heel just as high as you dare for $500. As well as a host of other cash categories. That's Watch the Throne 2.0, Once Upon a Star, Statement and Legend, presented by legendary mother Lisa Prodigy and Dante Balenciaga, Saturday, September 27th in Washington, D.C. Tables $200 each until August 1st. Thereafter, tables will be $250 each. Tables are seated, first pay closest to the stage. Admission, $30 all night. Your commentators include The Icon, Jack Mizrahi, The Icon, MC Deborah, legendary RJ Carrington Balenciaga, and legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy. Elite Beat by the one and only legendary Von Allure, Saint Laurent. For questions, comments, and concerns, send them over to watchthethrone2.0@gmail.com or visit Facebook's event page dated September 27th. Legendary Mother Power Infinity, Icon Angel Milan, and Icon JoJo Ebony bring you the Come Together 2 Ball, your 2014 Florida Awards Ball, benefiting the Tampa Metro Wellness Center. Some of your cash categories include pageant gown for $200, open to all potluck virgin performance, Butch Queen's Up and Drags Realness for $100. Butch Queen Realness, Thug vs. Pretty Boy vs. Schoolboy. And your grand prize, open to all performance for $1,000. Again, that's the Come Together 2 Ball, your 2014 Florida Awards Ball, Sunday, August 24th. Your location, Sky Tampa, 1509 East 8th Avenue in Tampa, Florida. Your host and MC, the Icon Jack Mizrahi. For more information, visit Facebook's event page dated August 24th. The Privileged One, Donye 007 presents From Bankhead to Buckhead Ball, Saturday, July 26th, during Privileged Weekend in Atlanta, Georgia. Your grand prize, $3,000 for Twisters vs. Sisters, two trophies and one winner, no as a house. If you feel that you deserve to be on the list and compete, then you should hit the floor and win Vogue Femme or Realness with a Twist during the From Bankhead to Buckhead Tour. Check Facebook's event page for a list of qualifying events that will allow you to gain access to walk for the 3,000. Mini grands include $1,000 for Butch Queen Sex Siren, $500 for Butch Queen Face, $250 for Femme Queen Realness, $250 for Femme Queen Sex Siren, $250 for Streetwear, and $250 for Female Figure Face. That's The Privileged One, Donye 007, presenting From Bankhead to Buckhead Ball during Privilege Weekend, which is July 25th through July 28th. Event taking place Saturday, July 26th. $30 all night. Doors open at 2 a.m. LSS starts at 3 a.m. Ball starts at 3:30 a.m. Tables are $100 up till June 15th and $150 after. First come, first serve. Your commentators for the evening, the Icon Selvin Mizrahi and legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy. Your DJ, legendary Von Allure Saint Laurent. Location, The Warehouse in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit Facebook's event page dated July 26th or contact Donye, the Privileged One, on Facebook.
D Up, Clash of the Champions 6 presents Status Boys and Status Girls Reloaded. Free Ball, Saturday, July 19th. In Charlotte, North Carolina. Grand prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Schoolboy vs. Pretty Boy Realness. Other grand prizes include $1,000 for Butch Queen Trilogy, $1,000 for Butch Queen All-American vs. European Runway, $200 to $1,000 Butch Queen in Drag vs. Femme Queen Performance, $200 to $1,000 Butch Queen and Drag vs. Femme Queen Realness, $750 for Butch Queen Vogue Femme. $500 for Open to All Best Dress. $500 for Open to All Face. $250 for Butch Queen Sex Siren. And $200 for Butch Queen Executive versus Thug Realness. Again, that's the D-Up Clash of the Champions 6. Status Boys and Status Girls Reloaded. Saturday, July 19th. Location, Chancellor's Ballroom at the University of North Carolina in Charlotte. Tables on sale now. $150. House seated in the order in which you pay. Your commentators include the icons Jack Mizrahi and Jay Blahnik. For more information, contact Father Hypnotic Blahnik at 704-231-6904. Or visit Facebook's event page dated for July 19th. Also visit www.statusboys.com for more information.
This episode of Tenzer Chops is sponsored by Audible. Audible.com, your leading provider for audiobooks. Visit www.audibletrial.com/TenzerChops for your free one-book download and 30-day trial membership.
Stand to the side as I introduce to you the future icon, the queen herself, legendary Mother Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live back on the air for another installment of the show. This is the number one radio station and ballroom history. We could definitely get all information ballroom all the time. We're definitely here live to recap all the madness and all the drama that happened this weekend, honey, in ballroom and outside of ballroom, honey. But you know, tonight is definitely a special night, honey. I'm definitely going to bring to you the overall father of the House of Prodigy, and it is definitely his birthday tonight. So I would like to take and wish Rodney a happy birthday, and I'm about to bring him on the air for the cocktail. I know you're cocktailed for your birthday.
Jiggy, baby, you ready for Big Daddy?
Rodney,
what's going on, Kel?
Happy birthday.
Thank you, thank you, thank you very much.
Yes, I know you is cocktailed, honey.
Yeah, we just left Hooters. Mario treated us to drinks and something to eat, so we out here having a good time.
Yeah, I know that's right, honey. I know that's the case, honey. Baby.
Trees just fell down in the middle of the street.
Baby.
It's a storm. Trees and all type of shit fell down the street. So we have to maneuver around.
It's storming that bad out there?
Yeah, it's slacked up right now, but it was thunder, lightning, the rain. It was like a little baby hurricane for real.
Oh shit, bitch! It's storming like that in the Windy City, honey. I know, girls, be careful out there in the Windy City, honey. Be careful, honey.
Yes, but tell everybody thank you from about my heart for sending me well wishes. Happy birthday. Thank you, Jasmine, for making the cover page in the group. I really appreciate that.
Your score, Tony. Your score. Although, we got a couple of callers already. 347-596. You're live on the recap show. 347-596-5 on the air. Okay, I guess not. Hold on. Hold on 1 minute, Rodney.
Okay. Well, can I give Rodney my birthday shout-out? Happy birthday, Uncle Rodney. This is Nietzsche Ebony, and how are you all doing the West Coast, Governor? Hello, boys and girls. And that host, Kelly.
What you got? Hold on.
She Hello. Said hold on.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I said hold on. Who is that talking?
That was me.
Cal, for nobody. Honey, 619-665, you're live on the air on the recap show. 619-655, you're live on the air on the recap show. Okay, when I come to your number, I'm gonna hang up on y'all. 347-569, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Hey, what's up, Kelly? This is Brian Versace.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, everyone. I know y'all ain't heard from me in a minute. I'm down here in Houston. Happy
birthday,
Rodney. How you doing?
I'm good. What's going on?
But no, just here in Houston, enjoying the weather and just getting settled and stuff and all that. But I'm just listening, Kelly.
Okay. That's just listening.
Kelly, what's going on in your background, honey? You kind of slow with the responses tonight. Like, what's that? What's going on? I mean, I know you over there trying to keep your partition rolled up and stuff. You in the fantasy
baby,
now, honey.
I'm not, baby. I'm not slow.
You are
I'm
drunk in love again. I mean, what's the tea, girl?
I'm not. First of all, I'm not drunk. I'm not drunk in love. I'm not drunk in love, baby. I didn't have a lot going on.
Will you watch the thing, you see?
I'm watching the switchboard. I'm on Facebook. I have so many things going on right now. That I'm trying to get a comp.
Yeah.
So, Uddy. But I see you're in. Where are you? Are you in Chicago?
No, I'm actually in California.
Oh, honey, you know. I didn't know, honey, baby.
Girl, keep it cute, Kelly, girl.
No, Pee-Pee. Yes, honey. No, honey, baby. But what's the tea? What's going on? How was, the weekend, honey?
I've actually enjoyed myself. Like I said, I've been in Chicago 4 weeks. I definitely enjoyed myself. Mario has been a gracious host. He's definitely, and I've been going to Boys Town damn near every night for drinks. So I'll give those shout outs later as the night progresses. And so I know we had for the balls this weekend, it was Camaros on Friday, and I think Minnesota on Saturday. And I don't know who had the ball in Minnesota, but I know it was the ball in Minnesota. And then also the Michael Jackson Experience ball was Saturday as well.
Baby, oh, well, damn, it was a lot of balls, honey, and a lot of tea. I hope the girls definitely do call in, honey, and, you know, and give us a recap from the balls that they were definitely at this weekend that you wasn't at, honey. I hope the girls give us, the eat mistake, honey, because, it's balls. It's balls for the next 8 weeks in a row.
Okay.
So I hope the girls are ready, honey.
Which one will you be attending soon?
Which one will I be attending?
Will you be coming to California soon? Will you be coming to California in August at all?
I don't know, honey. I'm supposed to be, on the West Coast. Not for a function, though, just to be the West Coast, because I got my children out there. I'm supposed to be on the West Coast real soon. I'm chopping things on the West Coast. But, before we start going into the balls, because my girlfriend been pressed one ever since like 11:45, this thing, but I had her on hold, this thing, and I wanted to wait until 12 o'clock to bring her on, this thing, but she pressed one. So I want to wish my good, good girlfriend, this thing, because it's 12 o'clock. shout out was to my good girlfriend, Marcus, just Marcus. A happy motherfucking
birthday. It's his
birthday.
Motherfucking birthday.
Motherfucking more, honey. It's 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
And Marcus's birthday. Hi, Marcus.
Oh, my God. I made it to 31. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, go on.
Yes. Happy birthday, Marcus.
Happy
and
birthday,
you're still
Rodney.
Still standing.
Yes, but I'm still standing.
Yes, it's a birthday, sonny. It is the birthday. It's the Kansas birthday. The Kansas is taking over, honey.
Oh, honey.
Yeah, Gemini season. Yeah, Gemini season is over, honey.
Yeah, we have to prolong ourselves for that.
Birth. You said what, Marcus?
That wasn't me.
Well, you know.
Oh.
How
yeah,
was that, Marcus?
But Kelly, I also wanted to give a. It was even though it's the first now, but I still want to June 30th babies a shout out. Chauncey
hey.
Ebony, Chauncey Ebony, Maurice Prodigy, Little Joe Prodigy, Maya Balenciaga. Wish you all.
Happy
birthday as
well.
Go
to
Fantasia
Brino,
AJ Balenciaga as well. And who you say, Marcus?
Fantasia Marino.
Okay.
I don't know, but
I know that's right, honey. So, what happened at the malls you was at this weekend, Rodney?
Well, hopefully he's probably on the hole on press one so he can get his take on the ball because I'm sure he has a lot to say. So, I want him to come on the line.
Okay. Well, wait, hold on. Somebody wants to wish y'all a happy birthday. Hold on.
Wait till you're announced. We've not yet lost all our graces. The hounds will stay in chains. Look upon your greatness and...
Happy birthday, both of y'all.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thanks again for the
page.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, the Honda car thing. Yeah, it comes on a lot.
What are y'all doing? It was really funny how it was one birthday, and then 5 minutes later it was a new birthday, and I was kind of gagging.
What's going on today? What's going on today?
Yeah. Kelly, that's your background?
Miss Kelly has no respect. You know, I'm not staying around long because, you know, I can't deal with all the riffraff. But happy birthday, Marcus, and happy birthday, Rodney. What are y'all doing for your birthdays?
Well, I'm in Chicago, and I just got finished eating and drinking. And I'm about to start getting ready. It's a little mini ball tonight. They've been sponsoring some categories. It's $100 for realness, $100 for runway, and $100 for performance. So we're going to go out. And then I'm supposed to do a number as well, a little birthday number. So should be okay. Have some fun.
I did a marathon today in the casino. Shout out to Nelly Khan for encouraging me to do so. I'm gagging, but stay in the casino that long. But it was really nice.
What is
nice.
A marathon?
About 8 hours.
Oh, wow.
I haven't done that in a long time.
Well, actually, for my birthday, I guess you would say that I was a marathon because I went to the Hard Rock in Tampa, and that must have been a marathon. We got there, like, around maybe 7 or 8, and we didn't leave till like, 3 in the morning. That was pretty long.
Yeah. I haven't done that in a while. I usually hit it and quit it, but it was fun. I had definitely a good time. The drinks was flowing. I missed my train to New York. Sorry, Kelly.
Oh, well, I don't want to stay on long. I just want to wish you guys a happy birthday and many more. And thank you guys for what you guys always bring to this show. And everyone, wish them a happy birthday. And you guys continue to have a good summer.
Thank you. God has blessed me.
Thank you, Jasmine. And congratulations. We got to also, and we also said it's their birthday, but we got to congratulate Jasmine on a year of not smoking cigarettes. And we also got to congratulate her on her 6-month anniversary because, girl, you look good, Miss A. You done lost a person to have,
yes,
buddy, okay?
Yes.
Yeah, I got about five other. I got about another five other knots to get off my back. But yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yes,
all right, y'all.
We can't wait to see you at Pandemonium in your size 12.
I guess. We'll see. Yeah. I know I'm a size 12, honey. I'm not going to be running around here looking like a zombie, but we'll see. I may be 18 by then or something. I'll see y'all later.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, honey. So what's the recap, honey? What board was you at, Rodney?
I went to Black, is right.
Oh, so how was it?
I had a good time. I actually had a good time. It was fun. And I wasn't really watching in Kegler's, only the Kegler's at my house when I was walking, of course. But seeing that figure performance, that kind of like got me up a little bit. I enjoyed watching them. Those ladies definitely were performing, you know, in the heels and stuff and everything. And then they changed into their shoes. But I still like that they were performing and they were definitely hyping the crowd up. I also want to give a shout out to, we'll say congratulations to Fatty for Thug Realness and Realness Overall for the Cash. Myself, Legendary Realness, JD for Executive Realness, and Angel for Legendary Performance. We went out, we had a good time. Selvin was on the mic. She made it fun, and you know, sometimes I always fuss at her, but I still love her. She can be long-winded a little bit as far as when the categories come. But definitely Black. He had the money in the envelopes, like we always discuss stuff like that. He had the money in the envelopes already. Definitely got Chris 20s. For the category, and then the tables, they were $100. They were able to seat about 25 people. We haven't seen that in a while. They were definitely some long tables. I think I sent...
Picnic tables?
Huh?
Were they picnic tables?
I sent you the picture.
I know. I was asking. For the people.
They were long tables, Marcus. Long.
Yeah, they were long
tables.
Baby,
it's my birthday. I'm cutting up tonight. We about to have fun.
Were you asking what they who?
Were they picnic tables?
What did you ask, Marcus?
Were they picnic tables?
No, they were not picnic tables. They were regular, sturdy tables like we have at Eyeballs. They were just the square, the long ones. They were regular. They weren't picnic tables. They were regular tables. Yeah. We had 20 bags of chips. You had the sandwiches. You had the wine. So $100, I could definitely can see that.
Yeah, you can't, definitely. Right. You can't beat that.
Yeah,
for
that. Yeah.
Well, shout out to Brian for that.
Yeah, shout out to that for that. And I also want to tell your staff, please get them something to eat because I had to reprimand one of the security guards because I was in the front looking at the floor, and I turned around, security guard was taking my motherfucking sandwiches off my table. So, you know, I went and I checked him, and I asked him, what the fuck is he doing? He was like, I'm trying to get a sandwich.
Oh,
I said, well,
wow.
That's God. Yeah, yeah.
Security? So you couldn't even call for security. Security
so
was still in the
I showed my ass and said, excuse me.
Dialed is not answering. Please try.
So, I had a little chastising going on, and he did apologize, and I said, but if I just want to get a sandwich, I said, another one? Because you got one in your hand already, sir. So what the fuck is the problem? But, you know, I said, go ahead and get another sandwich. So if you're hungry, I don't want to stop nobody feeding nobody. So go ahead and get another sandwich, sir, and get back to work. So, yeah, I had to put that on blast. Yeah, he definitely was stealing my fucking sandwiches.
Now, you're supposed to feed your brother in the need.
Right. That's what I did, but he still had to hear a few words. He had to hear a few words.
Yes. But he needed that sandwich and more than one.
Right. And I want to talk about the chop, Kelly, because that was one of the little things that was said or was talked about a little bit.
Damon Foray had walked Executive Realness.
Father.
And his father, Damon Foray, had walked Executive Realness. And at the time, I heard he was a blind, so I'm going
to... Hold on, Rodney. Welcome to the show, Mother Snow. You already know.
Hello, everyone. Happy birthday,
what's
everybody.
Up, Snowball? Hey.
Happy birthday, Marcus. Hey, Brista. How is everyone?
Hey.
Hey.
Thank you.
It's
thank
you. It's day your birthday.
Hey. Yes. So, back to the story. He was he chopped him for Executive Realness, and they said at that time he was a blonic. The guy had said he was a blonic. I don't know his name. Marcus told me I knew him or I know him. But.
Well, I'm finding out that the person that did the chopping was not the person that they had the dispute with on Facebook. It was his lover. Yabari Blonick or ex-Blonick, or, well, I'm going to say Blonick because I just saw
the
Blonick on it. They said that he chopped. I've seen him before, so I think when they're like, well, who are you? And you're nobody. I've seen him before. I've seen Zsa Zsa as well. So, I mean, I just kind of, I guess, anything's fair when you're trying to dispute somebody's, validity of a chop per se.
So you're saying the chop was because they didn't know them?
No. The argument started with because when they asked him why did he chop, and Obi being the overall father is entitled to ask why did he chop my house member, the boy said, I just don't see it. Right. So when you say that sometimes it can come across as shade because when people ask you that, which they're allowed to at times, you can always say, I don't think he's real, or the suit was wrinkled. You could have said something that gave us a reason.
Yeah,
it might have been a reason that he wanted. Right. What is it that you know? I just don't see it.
Y'all know their pronouns. So, when they say, I don't see it, generally you just say, I'm not seeing their performance. I'm not seeing their realness. I don't see their runway. If it was the effect, they would have said that, right?
If it was the effect, he should have said it. If it was the outfit, he should have said it. He could have said something.
Well, you can't tell the person what it is you don't see. It's clearly a shade shot, is how I see it. What don't you
see,
honey?
So, Michi, if you came out for Best Dress and, you had hot water pants on and all of that, I can't just say, bitch, I just don't see it?
I mean, they're gonna be like, well, okay, what don't you see? If they say
don't
hide,
I just don't see
it. Okay, thank you, girl.
Hold on. Y'all have a caller. 617-833, you're live on the air.
That's Ohio, I think.
No, that's Boston. 617-833, you're live on the air. Okay, you're gone. Back to conversation.
Good night.
So,
I just so you should point out, if someone asks you, of course you're not, it's something about them that you did not see that caused for you to chop them. Whether it was their, like you said, whether it was their look, their realness, what was it? Like, what didn't you see? They didn't bring what the category asked for, they were missing something. What is it? Come on. Not just, I don't see it. What don't you see? You don't see the complete look, you don't see the realness in the look? Okay. Be a little bit more specific because you were specific when you chopped.
Well, I guess I'll say this. I think it's okay, and especially at a ball like a mini ball per se or a mini ball deluxe or, something like that. But if we start questioning everybody's chop, if you don't think someone should be judging you, and I've seen that happen, you just shouldn't walk, or you should say, I refuse to walk with this person judging you. Like, reading them after the fact, doesn't that kind of negate the situation? Or you just thought they was going to give you the benefit of the doubt?
Well, like he said, like Rodney said, it's up to the overall parent to, address the child.
No, it's not. It's not. It's not up to the overall parent.
At
the end of the day,
I didn't ask the question. I'm giving my opinion.
Well, no, I get what you're saying, but sometimes if Stewart chops you, are you really about to question Stewart?
For one, Stewart is known to be one of the most sternest judges sitting up on that panel, honey.
I get what you're saying. Yeah. Stuart, but we don't.
Stuart,
I mean,
is Stuart thing when Stuart chops you?
If he is not a bitch, please question me if you want.
if it's out of respect, if you come at it respectfully and sound sincere, I think you would. I think you would.
No, you probably would, but who really would do that? You know what I'm saying? Like, once you subject yourself to walking against somebody on a panel, like, let's say if an icon walks a ball, you being judged by statements, and then for Rodney, what if whatever purpose a statement says, you know what, I just don't think Rodney's real tonight. I'm a chopper. And I said, I'm a chop. I mean, you kind of set yourself up for that because... I mean, you subject you have the right to say that, especially, you know, at a beginning, you know, before the person come out, you know, well, bitch, I don't think she should be touching me, or why is she up there? That makes sense. But kind of reading them after the fact, you know, if she'd have voted for you, you'd have went with it, right?
I mean, yeah, but I mean, again, I mean, I just feel like, I mean, personally, you know, I just feel, you know, people should be judged based on their peers. I mean, if you have a state and a panel up there, ain't no letters going to walk. Like, what?
That happens all the time. What you talking about?
You said what?
That's when the legends get excited. They're like, yes, bitch, we about to win. Kelly, your thoughts? Kelly?
She must be on here because you don't have no
home. So, I mean, I guess the question is, do you feel as though somebody with less status than you doesn't have the right to chop you? Or less known, or less...
We set ourselves up by walking the ball.
I mean, if that's the case, the icons will never walk.
Right.
I mean, there's not too many full icon panels these days. I mean, come on.
Okay.
I mean, so allegedly the child got put out the house?
I don't even know. They just said that she was home. I have to tell you. She was not in the house, but
well, Camaro, can you press 1? We know you're listening because we are going to talk about your ball. So can you press 1 and clear it up for us? I think if the child got put out for judging, I think that's who he is.
No, I don't think he did. But I did ask him to call in so we can recap his ball. He said he just feel like coming on the line to argue back and forth with the fake profiles who are.
Oh. Rodney, your phone keep breaking up too.
I know. I'm in a note.
What you do? So you know?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm saying this out of love. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, we listening.
No, my phone went out. Can you see me? Hello?
We hear you.
Okay.
We hear you
I'm
loud
this
and
loud. And, yeah, y'all know I'm cocktailed, right?
Clearly, I know you are, because just by the starting of your statement, I just knew it was about to be something.
I have a problem. I have a problem with promoters who keep promoting that their event is going to start on time. Then subsequently you do not start on time for whatever purpose. And then you get on Facebook and read the patrons for not coming on time. If you had any intentions of starting on time, you would have started on time. Because people do not control whether your bar don't start on time. You really only need 2 people there to promote, with a DJ and the MC. Now, you could call the categories again, do what you want to do, but I'm going to say...
Hello?
I think we lost Marcus.
Hello? I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. What did y'all hear last?
You said somebody, if you want to start on time, you would have started on time.
Oh, you would have started on time, right. And then my problem is that it kind of makes...
Hold on, y'all, because I wasn't here by the switchboard and got a couple of callers. 773-973-937, you're live on the show.
Happy birthday, Rodney.
Thank you.
Hello, who is it?
It was
great.
Oh, that's all they wanted
to say.
Happy
birthday to you, too.
Oh, shit. Hold on. Hold on. We got another caller.
Wait a minute.
02450, you're live on the air.
Just sending a shout out to everybody, man. Just checking in with y'all, man. I ain't been on in a minute. Happy birthday, Rodney, man. Coming from Bishop, man. That's a lot of good people.
Happy birthday to you too, Bishop.
It's not my birthday.
It's Marcus' birthday as well, Bishop.
Happy birthday, Marcus. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, everybody.
No problem.
We'll see you next week in DC, Bishop.
Miss Say, the girl, I'm really turning it tonight, Miss Say, girl. Y'all not gonna try my girl. Y'all not gonna try my girlfriend on her birthday, Miss Say, okay? That's not what y'all going to do, Miss Say. Okay.
I'm okay with
y'all
that.
Y'all not gonna do that. Okay, back to what y'all was talking about, honey.
Okay. So how do you get on a computer and then say, well, I gave away the biggest grand prize, so y'all should be happy. And, you know, I know I didn't get to the other category, but, you know, y'all should have been on time. No, you should have started your ball. You can say all of that if you started your ball on time. Or if you ball
Marcus,
an extra
are you
hour.
Speaking? Excuse me, Marcus.
Yeah.
And I asked this question out of love. Are you speaking hypothetically or specifically?
No, it was something that happened this weekend. Now,
oh, which ball are you talking about, if you don't mind?
The one in Ohio.
Okay, carry on.
And I say that because when I have a ball, people get mad that I actually start on time. They're like, well, balls normally don't start on time. Okay, well, I do apologize, but I'm not everybody else. So it's kind of like, you know, especially for something like Runway, who they actually put a lot of effort into their effect. I don't really think it's fair. I understand performance is what everybody want to see, so most people feel fulfilled if you've had, you know, performance at a ball. But it's just kind of not fair. And if you place the blame on someone else, ultimately it's your fault as the promoter. Y'all agree or not?
It is.
I mean, you know.
What you mean, you know?
I mean, was the promoter there on time?
That would be even worse. I'm sure he was there. I mean, because they did all those
decorations.
If
he was there, the doors were open, the DJ was set up, and the ball was ready to start on time, then, I mean, he has a right to speak his mind regarding that. Now, if he was late.
What do you mean he
should have
started the ball? What?
Well, I mean, come on, let's think realistically. I mean, nobody's really going to start the ball. Nobody.
He had his money, right? He had his money, right?
I mean,
it was in 20. Why not start your ball? Because who starts off their ball with a cash category, really? Most balls start off best dress. Some people make best dress for money or not. Then you go into Virgin Vogue, Butch, you know, that kind of stuff, to even give the girls a minute to come. It's like a strategy to play it in your order categories. So you weren't even giving out no money. If you had Butch Realness, who was really missing Butch Realness? Because the girl's just waiting to hear you say, I started. You agree or not?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
What do you mean, what you don't know?
I have to let it marinate a little bit.
I mean, so this is my question. If how many people has to be there for you to start your ball?
I mean, I don't know if it's really a number factor. I don't know. I can't really say. But I mean, 9 times out of 10, no one's gonna start their function with just 7 people sitting there.
I will.
I mean, you know, people coming in, your crowd, your people flowing in. You just kind of, I guess, go with the flow of the crowd. I don't know.
So the people control when the ball starts.
Whatever time your commentator gets there, I mean, what are you gonna start commentating?
Yeah. The commentator there when you pick them up.
Okay, so if
I
you
mean,
pick
I'm
up a commentator late.
If you know that you're in a time-intensive place, because, I mean, Rodney, what time did the ball start, 12:30? Rodney? Kelly?
Peachy.
Hey.
Yeah.
Somebody's phone just came off of me. Who was that?
That was me. And Kelly, too.
Okay. Well, the ball was like, it was like, I think it was scheduled from 12 to 3. So that's kind of already an iffy time anyway. You know what I mean? You only got 3 hours to finish a ball. But then when you start late and you do a 30-minute LSS, you got 2 hours. And we all know performance can take 2 hours if it's crowded.
What's the discrepancy? Because I missed all that.
Well, a comment was made on Facebook saying, well, I gave away the big cash. You know, I gave away the biggest grand prize, but the ball didn't finish because y'all came late. And my question was, well, how can you blame the patrons if you didn't start on time?
Okay.
Well,
the ball didn't start on time.
No, but he's like, well, we didn't finish the ball because y'all came late. We can't hear you, Alexis. Hello?
Hold on.
That's my phone.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, so what we get now?
We can't hear Alexis' phone. Where is she at?
That was Rodney. Rodney.
Yeah.
What time did the ball start?
You know what? I can't even remember because when we got there, we stayed in the parking lot and had drinks.
What time was it supposed to start?
It was from 9 to 2. I think it was supposed to start at 11 o'clock.
So if it was supposed to start at 11 and you said they had to 2?
Initially 2:30
or 3.
2:30 on the phone.
That usually means that you got an extra hour, so
yeah,
3 or 3:30. Nobody puts the right time on the flyer.
Yeah, we stayed there to 3:15, so but yeah, we already knew that he's gonna have a little bit longer time.
So do you think under normal circumstances can you finish a ball in that time period?
For different cities, different places, different things, yeah. I think we still could have finished the ball if everybody for performance would not have came out one at a time. Y'all understand what I'm saying?
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm back. Now, what was you saying? You said it was calling everybody one. Well, I mean, I guess that's because performance is kind of like the big category there. So I guess that everybody wants to see Vogan. But, you know, if you don't have that time frame, I don't know. It just gets disappointing because the argument for people who come to other balls is, oh, well, no other ball starts on time. And I guess that is, you know, logical. Why would you, the one time that somebody chooses to start on time, everybody's penalized because the norm, the social norm is not to start on time.
Right. When we got there, it was a nice amount of cars outside already. And then they came in. The actual security just actually came to the car and said, "They started the ball, so everybody need to go inside."
Right. Or leave. Right. And I mean, I don't want to just pinpoint that ball because it's just a lot. It's a lot of balls where you get those messages from people. Well, is this ball going to finish? I'm like, well, I have all intentions to, but I'm also going to start on time. So your category may get called and you don't realize it.
Right.
Michi, do you know how many people call us? And I hate to use Atlanta as an example, but the ball is supposed to start at 9. They be like, okay, it's 6 o'clock. I'm getting on the road. What? And I guess you could make it from Charlotte to Atlanta in 3.5 hours.
I mean, but they know it's not going to start on time. That's why.
Well, they gag a few times. You know, people leave from D.C. The ball's supposed to start at 4 hours. They're 8 hours away. They're 6 hours away. We appreciate the support.
And still go to the hotel, check in.
Thanks, Cole. We appreciate the donation. So,
Well, congratulations to the House of Live In for winning $1,000 at the Take Flight Ball.
What is Kelly doing? Creating her face?
I think she's getting ready for Vogue night.
Oh, yeah, that's a long process for her.
First of all, I'm sitting right here and I'm listening to y'all, okay? First of all, I'm not getting ready for anything. The background over here is very loud, so that's why I had y'all mute, mistake, girl, bitch. And like I told you, mistake, you need to start getting ready tonight, because tonight is the first, and you'll be ready for the 12th, and I'll see you on the back of the runway.
All right, boom.
Okay.
Well, can we make the show hot? I mean, it's our birthday.
It ain't nothing really to talk about. Let me tell you something.
So what happened to Alan Greer? Who got carried out on stretchers?
The last time we was on the air, okay, which was 2 weeks ago, y'all waited until the show got into record mode at 1 o'clock, and the girls wanted to take the motherfucking table and say, don't wait until 1 o'clock tonight.
No, actually, the table started shaking before the show, show went to record mode.
Like 10 minutes till, though. Right. No, we ain't got time for that tonight.
Okay, so don't wait till it's time, you know, for the show to end and then the girls want to shake the table. Shake the motherfucking table.
I mean, what you have something you want to shake on the table? I mean, what's up? I mean, you talking like you want to, you know, shake the table a little bit.
You knew something happened. It was Pride in New York.
Well,
it was Alan Greer.
And we want to shake the, and y'all want to shake the table, let's start shaking the motherfucking table, okay? Bitch, I want to tell you motherfucking girls that's running around here thinking that y'all been quit to say, girl, okay? Running around, Miss Day, stealing Rolexes, Miss Day. Don't make you a femme queen or make you a woman because you're running around and you're stealing Rolexes. Bitches ain't got a pocket piston or a window to throw it out, Miss Day, and they running around here with the cheap motherfucking work, Miss Day, because they running around here stealing.
Well, they still got one. If they got Rolexes, they got a pocket piston now.
I'm not that girl, bitch. They still ain't got a pocket piston, Miss Day, and I'm so sick and tired of these motherfucking social climbing ass motherfucking bitches thinking because they got a piece of motherfucking crap and a piece of motherfucking labels, Miss Day, that they fab motherfucking the ladder still not tall enough for you bitches to climb. You need to go approve a taller motherfucker to climb up, Miss Day, with the climbing short.
Well, Kelly, they climbed up this weekend because I heard they sold their Alan Greer ticket.
Ooh.
I'm glad y'all girls pushed through this weekend.
Well, Kelly, you know, usually when you send out mail, you need to put an address on it. So it don't come back.
Address on it, bitch. The message will be delivered, Miss Tag Girl. Okay?
Put that address on
it. The girls running around and they stealing Rolexes and shit, Miss Tag Girl.
Well, girl, they're busy.
They stealing Rolexes and getting cheap motherfucking cheap ass motherfucking apartments. I mean, cheap ass motherfucking work, mistake, girl. And they got a throw it out of what?
Are you going through another breakup? Because you are going in tonight. What
no, I ain't got nothing. I'm not going through another breakup. I'm a highly favored.
I'm just checking your blood pressure.
And I got another thing, Miss Day. Girl, because after I came back from Dottie Park yesterday, Miss Day, with all my straight friends, Miss Day, and I charged my fucking phone up, Miss Day, girl, and I looked at my timeline, Miss Day, bitch, okay? Bitch, the cunt, the dykes, the femme queens, the butch queens, Miss Day, that was running through gay pride and running through all the clubs, Miss Day. Girl, they look bad, Miss Day. Girls look washed up, Miss Day, girl. Bitches look half dead, Miss Thing Girl, and they taking pictures and picking it up, Miss Thing. Girls, y'all girls need to stop it, Miss Thing. Sit down and have a motherfucking seat, Miss Thing. And I want the girls to take a break for the summertime and do other things besides going to the club and going to motherfucking stomp, Miss Thing Girl. Please, there's other things besides going to the club and going to motherfucking balls that the girls can do and stop looking fierce, Miss Thing, and get some sleep and worry about their health, Miss Thing, instead of looking fierce. Because, bitch, you have girls, Miss Thing, you have girls that from the ages of 21 to 30, Miss Thing, and they look like they're about 45, 50. I'm just saying, y'all wanted me to shake the table, so I'm shaking the table.
I saw one come down my news feed today, and all I can do is shake my head.
Miss Thang, I just see gagging at the girls. Miss Thang, the girls just look really washed up, Miss Thang, and like, the girls, like, they're not preserving their life or anything, Miss Thang. They just really look bad, Miss Thang, and it's a mess, Miss Thang. And the girls think it's cute, Miss Thang.
Well, Miss Kelly, I mean, that's my question. What about the ones that look good that's tricking the girls? Just because everything that looks good ain't good for you.
Well, I don't know, baby. I was just gagging, honey. I was just truly gagging.
Well, Marcus, this is my. I'd rather you take care of yourself and then just not look.
Well,
bad.
I think you should take care of yourself, but y'all have to realize some people that go and do what they do to make themselves look good, that don't mean they're taking care of themselves. You could be painting over.
Well,
you could be painting over your foolishness.
At the end of the day, I'm so glad.
I'm so glad that I did not go to the Hot Boys Day Party yesterday, bitch, okay? Because if I would have went to the Hot Boys Day Party yesterday, baby, the way I would have read Miss Erica Minna, ratchet motherfucking ass, this thing out there at the Hot Boys Party fighting, Miss Thing, ratchet ghetto cunt, that's what Erica Minna is.
Who is that?
Erica Minna from Love & Hip Hop.
She's from Love & Hip Hop.
From Love and Hip Hop New York at the Hot Boys Party yesterday, fighting, Miss Day. Girl, ratchet, ghetto cunt, Miss Day.
Fighting?
Well, at least I ain't have no shootings like the Chicago girl.
Yeah, she was out there fighting.
At Pride.
Wait. Did Fred just say it must be as short as your mom?
Yeah, it must be, bitch. And Fred, where you at, Fred? Are you listening? Fred, are you listening to the show, honey? Because all the girls wanted to know what was going on with your post that was, you know, that you had posted up after the Camaro ball this weekend.
But that would look more like a push.
Honey, the girls want to know what's his head.
That's my job.
That was perfect timing. That was no shade. That was perfect timing.
Baby, they want to know, is Fred mad or not? Because the Chanel's didn't win. That's what the girls asked me to ask.
Honey. She's a lovable dog.
And it's a picture floating around, Miss Thang. And I want that picture to stop floating around and hitting everybody inbox, Miss Thang, girl. Girl, I'm not. It really looked bad, Miss Thang. It looked like an old man with a toupee.
Why now?
You said what?
So what else is there?
Yes, it looked bad, Miss Thang. It looked just as bad as Miss Alexis thinking she walked.
My second message.
Bitch, hold on, slow your roll, Marcus. Let me tell you something.
I started watching.
Don't you ever in your life disrespect me like that again. Okay?
I thought you were talking to. Alexis, Bryant, Fasaki, just to tell you hello.
Bro, she's saying Texas. Tell her to say where she at.
Oh, she said hello. You just saying some nasty.
Right, that was a little
weird.
What? She just said hello.
Bro, fuck all. Girl, you just being so nasty.
That's
and
hatred,
so rude.
Alexis.
Marcus, let me explain something to you. And you will learn this very fast. I don't have hatred towards anybody. I just don't fuck with people. They don't fuck with me. It's even swapping this window.
So, girl, if you saw her, if she was the girl in New York getting beat on the pier, you would just let her get beat by the trade?
Well, I don't hang on the pier, so I wouldn't probably.
He hit me up. He said, tell her she could come. She could find me. And
Well, y'all should open up a salon together.
Marcus.
I think it would eat it.
Marcus.
What? I mean, he do good work, you do good work. Y'all could, you know, it's all about the entrepreneurial spirit this quarter.
Mm-hmm.
We want everybody to get monetized.
Mm-hmm.
He said to tell you. He said that he loves you dearly, love.
Tell you like find my real
love in you. Like Jesus in me loving you.
Jesus in me.
So God loving us.
Oh, uh-uh.
Mm-hmm. What is? Oh, so.
The fire.
Oh, but back to the second comment. To these people that are having these balls.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And y'all are changing the flyer the day before. Or excuse me, y'all having multiple flyers come out with different amounts. I'm telling you now, if y'all get my kids, I'm printing the flyer out, and whatever that flyer says, that's what we getting paid.
That's fine. That's fine.
Well,
that's why I was
out. Actually, you know what? I wasn't even talking to y'all because I won't be in LA. I was talking about
Marcus, so what you trying to say, if one flyer say 150 and then the next one say 200, you want your 200?
Correct.
Baby, what if they say, bitch, you only get it 100?
Okay, well, they better hope that the police don't shut the event down. Cause I'm calling 911 five times. You gonna involuntarily pay, or you gonna voluntarily pay?
That happened
because it's trickery. Well, no, and I'm not talking about that small. Cause you know, with sometimes I've kind of just gotten
how big the ball.
No, but sometimes when you start talking about grand prizes, 5,000, now it's 3,000, you'll change the fire. You can't do that. You can't do that. You can always go up, but you can never go down. A bitch ain't never gonna read you for giving them extra money.
Well, from 500 to 350 is not up. Are you tell me.
You know, but Michi, is sometimes things happen. If somebody gives you, if you get 350 out of the 500, Kelly, would you get mad knowing that they don't have it?
Honey, that's not the purpose.
I came for the five.
I walked for the five.
Bitch. Motherfucking Brian just hit me up and said Alexis could come work on his front lawn this day. Oh. And she could come back and work at my salon because I'm a rich bitch.
Ooh.
That phone keeps ringing at the most opportune time.
What is that voice on that phone? What is y'all running over there? Some type of muck?
What do you mean?
Rodney, you still here?
Yeah.
Are you at the Jeffrey Pub already?
I'm here, so of course Rodney's here.
Oh, y'all on the same line?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to give my D Up promotion little thing right now. We hope y'all come to D Up. It's July 19th. It is a free event. The categories will start one time. LSS is starting at 8. It's only 30 minutes. First category is 8:30. Drag versus Femme Queen Realness and Drag versus Femme Queen Performance is now $1,000 each guaranteed. Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy, $1,500. Butch Queen Trilogy is $1,000. American versus European Runway is $1,000. Vogue Femme is $750. Y'all come out, have a good time. Come in.
When is it, Marcus?
July 19th.
Oh, okay.
And for all the Drag versus Femme Queen Realness girls that are walking, you need to go post a topic about a trans issue on statusgirls.com before the law, and you need to be able to talk about it on the microphone to get your 10s. We will be looking. You need to make sure you put this in your name. Otherwise, you will not be walking. We will follow the categories. $1,000, Butch Queen and Drag versus Femme Queen Performance. It's just bring it. You don't have to do nothing but show up now.
Is this a gift card or a cash?
It's $1,000 Visa gift card. But, you know, the girls know their tricks to get the cash immediately. The $1,500 for Scuba versus Pretty Boy is in cash. Everything else is in gift cards. Yeah. But come on down. It's going to be a fun weekend. July 19th. Oh, this show is kind of boring. To say we hyped it up like this, I thought everybody had tea. So who got carried out on the stretcher? Is it Alan Greer? Hello? You know what? I'm going to bed.
Michi is back right here, but Rodney phone drop. Michi.
Yeah, Rodney's phone drop. I'm right here.
He's wearing me.
Okay, that's it. I'm going there. We're back. What is Alexa? I mean, she's real dry.
I'm right here.
I mean, well, can you be there, please? You're a little dry. You all dry. What's you over there? You must be trying to regroup.
So, Alexis, are you going to work in the front line?
Miss Kelly, go suck a dick.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Alexis, you should go work at the salon.
Not the salon.
Doesn't they have one in New York, too?
Not the salon, the front lawn.
The front lawn?
Yes.
Oh, Miss Thing wanted you to be a porter.
Yes, God, Teddy. I'm
hungry.
So she called you a porter. A gardener. The hell?
Yes, a guarded hole. What's that?
Lost my signal.
Alexa, well, you let that child call you a gardener? The hell?
The nigga's going to hide the shit.
So, Marcus, what was your... No, what about the Minnesota ball? Did you hear anything about the Minnesota ball?
You know what? You know what? I said I was going to address that, too. Congratulations to Father Valentino. He actually promoted his ball very well. I saw him in a few places promoting. I think he was in Virginia and everything. I'm sorry I couldn't make it. It was just a lot going on. It's my birthday weekend. But congratulations. How do I say this? I don't know if you've noticed the tension in Minnesota. And it seems like there was a lot of can't take between people. And honestly, the few times I have been there, it was all horrible. So I don't really know why they're coming for each other like that. When you only have 100 people to come to the ball, why would you guys try to talk other people not to come? That's from the people that I'm in close to along with other people. I think the steps that y'all are taking, y'all are ruining y'all scene. Either if y'all don't come together, no one is coming all the way to Minnesota because they only come there to escort. So just because they're there to escort don't mean they're coming to no ball. So y'all really need to get it together. Congratulations, Father Valentino. I hope everybody, y'all get together and then actually start supporting each other because all that throwing shade is kind of stupid. But I heard it was actually okay. And that goes to the people that I'm close to, too.
It's your birthday.
What? No, because they be on the computer like, ooh, my ball's going to be better than that. Be like, bitch, all y'all only going to have 80 people there, so what does it matter?
Well, Marcus, I meant to come back to this earlier. You know what? That's what people get for going to everybody ball. I don't know who ball it was, but you can't support everybody. It's just the bottom line.
You can't, but when it's a new scene like that, because you could really see them trying. Like, they really want to do well, but it's kind of like the leaders, it seems as though one person is trying to outshine another person. And, I mean, if y'all work together, it ain't about the money because they're giving away a lot of money. They're spending a lot of money to bring in, you know, all the right people to be there, per se. So it's it's not about them making money, but I just think it's more of their – it's almost like social climbing. My ball was better than yours because
that's
this person was there and that person was there.
That was a Michael Jackson experience, correct?
No. It was the Rainbow Pride Ball.
Hold on,
Oh, I thought that was a Michael Jackson experience y'all was talking about.
That was in Cleveland. That's the one.
Hold on. Hold on. A private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello, darling.
Hello,
darling.
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Kelly. Hey, Alexis. Hey, Miss Morgan. Hey, Rodney.
Who's
that? Laura?
This is Laura. What's going on?
Well, first off, Laura, I'm not a miss, but keep going.
You said, bro, who was that?
That was Marcus. I'm not a miss. I'm definitely a mister. Is this really Laura?
Yeah, this is Laura. What's up?
You sound like you have like a
that's
cold
not Laura.
Or something.
That is not Laura.
Is that Laura or TJ? Because they sound the same to me.
Bitch, this is Laura. Don't fucking play with me, bitch.
Okay, well that's you. That's you. But all of that extra, you was sounding like a man earlier.
Laura sounds like a man.
So
you were giving me Butch Queen
and
drag scene.
I just called in. What's going on?
Oh, okay. So you were in Chicago this weekend.
Yes. I just got to New York. Yes.
Will you be in LA?
Oh, man, that's Laura. Okay, so what happened?
Baby, so in Chicago, so we went to the parade. The parade was fine or whatever, but then, you know, after the parade,
who
I don't know if
you went
there. You said the parade is in Boytown area.
No, who did you go with? You said we went to the parade.
Oh, me and some people. Actually, it was me, and I was actually with one of your house members, Meech.
Anyway,
she
got him.
She got
him. Huh?
Did you see me on the float?
Did I see you on the float? No, I did not. I didn't really pay attention to the parade. Like,
how
I
you miss them tie-dye t-shirts?
Girl, I was being messy at the parade, honey. I was, you know, doing some other things. Like, don't worry about all that. I wasn't really caring about who was on the float and what.
Well, we don't care about that. Get to Montrose Beach.
Yeah, let's get to this beach. So, the real time, you know, the beach. So, about 8:30, it was about 8:30, it started getting a little bit dark. I don't know if it was a little bit later, but I think it was about 8:30. Like, it was like these boys that was out there, they was like getting into it with some other people or whatever, like some of the gay people. And so it was, and mind you, it was about three or four, like a clique of girls that was on the other side, and they just chose to pull out their gun and just start shooting. And they popped a girl. Like, the girl got popped in her motherfucking back. Like, one of the girls got popped in her back. And so the gays pretty much sparsed the crowd. They just hit it. You know, everybody hit it, and the ambulance came, the police came, and everything.
Ooh, no.
And after all that, you know, transpired, the girls took the red line or took the cabs or whatever back downtown. So they went back to Boystown area because, you know, everybody goes to, you know, like Belmont Halsted, you know, just down here by England. So everybody.
How did you go?
Girl. So anyway. You're trying to watch. So anyway, we got down there. So when I got off the red line, when I got off the train, the trainees got into a fight. Like, it was these two trainees, and they said one of them was a Mattel or something. A Mattel, I don't know what that is. But they said one of them was a Mattel, and then I heard some other people yelling Herrera and stuff, and because it was like some Butch Queens, they was fighting down over where the club is at Club Spin. That's over right there by on the corner of Belmont Hostel. Them, they was like, I mean, the child knocked the boy out his shoes.
Well, Keisha, can you call in, Keisha and TJ? Because Keisha, I think you were Mattel too. I hope it wasn't you knocking the girls like that.
Yeah, because I wasn't for sure if that was a Mattel's fight, but I heard somebody say Mattel. They kept saying Mattel, and I don't know.
So they were chanting like it was a ball?
No, they were saying something, something Mattel, something Mattel. They were like, line up, line up. They was like, I guess it was a group of them. I don't know if they all were Mattels or if they were a clique or, you know, I don't know if they all belong to the same family or something or only one of them.
Oh, yeah, we know you knew that word because you be in Chicago a lot, the family.
Yeah,
right.
Like, I've heard that's like a
yeah, wait,
family.
Wait, what
are
you
saying? It's a street family. It's a street, the Mattels are a
yeah,
street family.
Yeah, it's not a house. It's
well,
not a
house. Well, none of our houses, they, you know, they don't,
right.
They do, they have like their own little balls or whatever. But they like the Baldwins and the, you know, whatever they call them. It's a million of them. I mean, not
but
a million.
But the Mattels
of them.
Were Belmonts and Hawthorne and North
Clark,
baby.
The
Mattels
all up that street. All you saw was wigs down on the street. I mean,
ooh.
They was cutting the fuck up. They were
well, hopefully
scary.
They don't show out like that this weekend.
They were showing out.
Well, no, they don't. I mean, some of them are ball kids, but they're not all in the same house.
Well, no, but it's pride. It's Black Pride this weekend. So all of the girls go through the same thing again this week.
I ain't got no
pride.
They just
gonna
so
do, it's gonna be round. I'm pretty sure it's gonna. No, to be honest with you, Meech, I'm pretty sure it's gonna be round two again. The way them girls were tussling, it was like four different fights. It was a lot going on.
Well, Ronnie, we hope y'all get through Jeffrey's Pub tonight. Hopefully, they don't come up and shoot up 71st and Jeffrey.
It was a lot going on.
Oh, you going to the South Side?
Who?
Well, they do. Police are here because you can see the station from the club.
No, they don't care about that.
Well, Lord.
that's like a playground to them.
So
you know,
did y'all
just talk
about
Kelly being
at the beach yet?
She didn't go to no beach.
Oh.
He went to the water park.
Oh, that was a water park? So why was the straight people looking at her like that on them pictures?
Who, Kelly?
Well, Kelly, why was he being looked at like that?
I mean, how would you look at her if you saw her at the water park? Would you go ask for an autograph? I mean, girl, you're trying it.
Yeah, she had that.
I'm
left.
Not moving.
She,
I'm not shaking.
Yeah, she had that leopard bathing suit on. Them kids were looking at her like, yo,
baby, let me tell you how you motherfucking motherfucking take this, okay? Nobody don't look at me any type of motherfucking way, bitch. How the fuck was they looking at y'all bitches, okay? Y'all bitches gonna keep it fucking cute, thing, okay? Baby, where the girls looking the way they, where the girls running around looking like motherfucking lookers, this thing, okay? Don't feel it in my time, this thing, okay?
I thought you was paying it, Miss Kelly, girl.
No, I was not paying it, baby. Wait till I bring out my next one. I bring out my next one, honey, and put my next one on, okay?
Oh.
Baby, y'all girls is not gonna be ready. Okay.
Oh, it's 2 minutes to record mode.
Some girls can't even put on a motherfucking baby suit. They so big.
You talking about Alexis?
I never said nobody's name, so stop trying.
It seemed like that's what you were saying.
I never said Alexis's name.
Laura, what made you go to Chicago this weekend? I thought you was sitting everything out for the summer.
I'm both of y'all, okay? No, I went
she,
to Chicago, to be honest. I
she, went
to Chicago
Chicago,
because...
she went to Chicago. She went to Chicago with Rodney.
She went to Chicago because the spirit light pushed, huh? Laura, you still got stuff that's pushing?
Yeah. But no, I would
have
no,
your
I
people call my
people.
Okay.
Who's that?
That's Kelly.
No,
hold on.
I went to Chicago because, like, their pride is usually cute. So, you know, that I usually have a nice time. But this year, I'm really gagging how, like, the girls just got shot right in front of us like that. I'm just gagging how all that just happened like that.
Yeah.
And you know, they don't allow all of that up north. You know, all of that carrying on goes down south.
You know, mind you, they said that some other people shot afterwards. That's the thing.
Laura, fix your cricket.
Can you hear me now? I said some more people were saying that some other people got shot, like just some random people that were just running around, jogging,
oh.
people, whatever. They got shot being up there because they was close to the beach and they got shot up too. So it's like they was clowning. Like they were clowning last night.
All that for love, big thing. Out there, friend.
And the boys wasn't straight, though. The boys was very, I think the boys were like either tranny chasers or something. That's what they kind of gave. They didn't give straight boy tea. They gave very, like, tranny chaser type tea.
So why do y'all think they have all the prides pretty much in on the same weekend? Hold on one second. Roll Nice
is on 39th and 8th, Kelly.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Hello?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Well, why do you think they have all the prides the same weekend? Like, it was New York City Pride, Chicago Pride, Toronto World Pride, Cleveland Pride, Houston, San Francisco, St. Louis, South Carolina Black Pride, Atlanta White Pride. It was too much.
Well, you know why they do it? I think they do it because they want to keep a lot of out-of-towners maybe out of, you know, they want to keep the, you know, I guess the population of some of those things to a limit. Because, you know, if you have it on different weeks, you have more visitors and more a lot more people.
Right. The girls want to skin out.
So they probably want to try to eliminate that by having it, everybody just have it the same week so they can, I guess, keep the riffraff down. But evidently in Chicago, that didn't happen because Chicago, it was packed boots. It was fucking baby. It took like literally three extra train rides just to get on the train. That's how packed it was. You couldn't even get on the train. Like,
yeah, I would have been purchasing Uber this weekend.
You couldn't even get on the train. You had to wait for the next train to come back.
Traffic wasn't no better.
Maybe I still would have been in an Uber because I have taken the train to Montrose Beach before.
That's
I like taking in Chicago though. I like taking the train, the red line, the blue line, and shit because I like messing with the train and the blue.
Where you be getting on that, Laura?
I'm sorry, huh?
Where you be getting on that?
Child, I don't worry about all that. Just know, honey. I never go.
I mean, you be downtown near Grand, you be on the Green Line?
I go all the way. I can go all the way from all the way north on the Red Line, and I will stop at 35th. I don't go past 35th Street, baby. I don't go to that south side. I don't.
So you
that.
Go to Cermak? Okay.
Yeah.
So you live in that?
Very
you live in that?
Very Chinatown area. Very bad. I don't go past 35th, baby. I'm not going.
But what's
out
your
that
hood?
Way. No, ma'am. Girl.
All left alone without one friend.
Bronzeville.
Or just
honey.
Another number.
Bronzeville.
Oh, okay. So you be in Bronzeville.
Bronzeville.
So you are ITT girl.
There you go.
So Marcus.
Yeah.
San Diego Pride or no?
When is it?
July 18th to the 21st. Well, actually, starts on the 17th.
Bitch, that's D-Up weekend. Bitch,
I guess that's nah for you.
The girls are coming. We're giving away over $7,000. And whether they come or not, we'll still have our money.
Y'all gave away a lot of
and
money.
And San Diego Pride has given me over 7,000 sailors.
You all that money last year, you saw what
happened. We didn't give away. This is the most money we've given away since the first year.
How much money
of
did
Dia?
You remember what happened last year,
like
right?
$3,000.
Okay, you saw what happened with that. Y'all didn't even have 30 people.
We had 30 people, bitch. Don't try us.
Okay, 55.
No, bitch, we had over 100. In fact, the difference between us, we count how many people come to the ball. It didn't look like thousands of people like it used to be. But we still have,
wow.
I think it's like 327. Darren, can you call in and let us know?
Well, maybe
and with
the
one,
so
with the one punk call on 500,
or
you'll still have your money.
I guess because the place was so big and the stage was so big, it just made the crowd look very small.
Okay, well. The girls are coming through. They want to be in the $1,000 club, a real $1,000 club.
So what
you... Oh.
Hello?
What are you saying? Well, who are you saying
people,
not in the real $1,000 club?
It's a lot of people that's not in the $1,000 club.
Marcus,
yes?
Do not let the people psych you in to these trap questions. I'm telling you now.
Nobody's asking a question. Alexis, you sit back and hold your nose, baby. Hey, Marcus, don't do it. I'm telling you, it's a trap.
Right. So who's not in the $1,000 club? I know Ronnie in the $1,000 club, right?
I'm trying to. I want to know who is she. Who are you saying,
Marcus?
I'm not
saying
nobody is in not in the $1,000 club. What I'm saying is some people are claiming the $1,000 club and they're not in the $1,000 club.
You talk about the ones that be splitting the $1,000 when they take it as a prize or something.
Is that how you
want to
take it?
Are
people that the category is $1,000 and they only get $600?
Oh, okay, I got you.
Who only got $600?
So you talk about like Marquise Revlon when they said he won $1,000.
Laura, that's not a good example because Marquise has won $1,000 before.
Laura, what you're not going to do, sit here and cry my mother to father. That's what you're not going to do.
No. Kelly, I didn't
hold
try
on.
Nobody.
This is a shade. Are we in that almost 7 years old now? Can we let that go?
I was asking an example, a metaphor. I was giving a metaphor.
Hold on. So you know, I'm sitting here with the icon, honey. You know, the icon. You know, they just J Lo just went number one, honey. You know, I'm sitting here with the icon. He been very. That's who was being. I didn't know she gets on the show.
she don't sound like Sam on the phone, right?
You said what, Laura?
Tell Jackie, I said, hey.
He said, hey.
Hey.
Oh, ask Jackie, how he feel about this whole Rock and Harold thing real quick.
Who?
About his son, Rock and Harold.
We have no public statement to make about Rock reading Harold.
Is Harold and Lucky Andre really having and Harold really be paying Lucky or shit?
What happened? Wait a minute.
What? Y'all didn't get it.
Laura, I don't know what you're talking about. I think you need to stop.
No, y'all, you know what I'm talking about. Let's not play this game, honey. Y'all know what Rock.
I had a long weekend, Laura. I don't know what you're talking about.
Let's not play this game, honey.
What happened?
Just said it.
I miss a lot of.
Okay, this is what happened, Alexis. So Rock got on this Barbu throwbacks, I guess, the other day because I was watching it while I was at the airport. This thing. So Miss Rock our soul got on Barbu throwbacks and said Miss Carol.
Hold
on,
Rock.
Hold on, wait. Rock. No, okay. Kelly Child, Rock.
Yeah.
Rock.
Okay.
Rock, you cannot say Garcon. He's a Mizrahi.
Right. Kelly, Rock.
I don't know what he is. He said that Harold and Lucky be having, and Harold and Lucky both are big bottoms. They be bumping pocketbooks and all this other shit. He was just lighting them up for filth over whatever on Borrowed Throwbacks. So I just want to know what, you know, some people thought about it.
I remember saying that, Laura.
I'm going back on you.
So Harold be paying for the girls? Oh, we getting quiet now.
So how was the weather?
Let's not forget July
26th,
the Privilege One presents Bankhead to Buckhead.
Be there or be square.
Wait a minute. So Kelly is walking face at Tony Ball. Hello.
I gotta wait for Kelly to comment first.
Kelly, what?
I said you and Alexis walking face against each other at Tony Ball.
Oh well, you know the girls want to see me out on the floor, so I'm gonna give the girls what they asked for.
Alexis walks realness. She does not walk face. She was not going to try my sister.
No, Alexis said she was walking face. I want to know why
no,
she
did not.
Yes, she did. Alexis, you say
hold
that.
Hold on. Listen, this is what happened.
Like, no,
it started out as a kiki with Kelly, and she went and made it more than what it was. So it is what it is.
So you walking face for real, sir?
I don't know. You have to see.
I got to see.
Hey, at the end of the day, I told Miss Alexis and I told Miss Keisha I love them both down, Miss Sen. But Alexis told me, you know, she's building a house.
And I told her that, you know, it's a lot of concrete and bricks to build a house. I just don't understand how to, you know, girls want to keep calling the doll out for face, Miss Thing. And, you know, I was gagging, Miss Thing, when I heard, let me finish making my statement. I was gagging when the girls called me out for face, Miss Thing. And I thought when they tagged me in it, Miss Thing, it was going to be me battling a Porsche or a Jasmine, you know, real face girls, not D-list kiki girls, Miss Thing.
Okay, hold on. Wait, Kelly. Now, let's just be for real now. What makes you think that you can actually compete with those girls for mugs?
What makes you think that you can compete?
Listen. What makes you think? See, this is the problem with ballroom. The girls have let you slide walking mugs for so long that you have built up this persona that you are truly a face diva. Sis,
and it took Dante to tell the truth.
Listen.
Hey, you still
trying to say it? Dante was supposed to be judging Tony Ball too. And you still running around?
Hit the runway.
Listen, Linda, it's all in fun. If you can get on the back of that runway and tip down the aisle for mugs with that shaky foundation, you know what I'm saying? All that rusted crack and all that other stuff that you call a mug.
Well, you know, but I need to make a comment on Miss Michi because, you know, I see her still.
Why you make a comment on me?
Hold on. I see that bitch is still infatuated with those slacks and that button-down shirt. So you're still trying. I guess when you was in D.C. two weeks ago, Dante let you suck it. So I guess when you get to Tony Ball, maybe he'll let you suck it.
Oh.
If you keep giving him his life.
Okay, well, first of all, honey, sweetie, I don't need to suck anything, nor am I trying to suck anything, darling. Okay? Now, again, stick to the topic at hand. I was just simply saying, because it was addressed that they don't see the mug, girl. And I was just saying, well, I guess it took Dante to tell the truth, girl. Now calm down.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, baby, you know. 112. Yeah, you know, it's a lot of things people don't see. Hey, girl. The girls don't see Miss Alexis walking face, but she's gonna try to attempt in a week.
No, Alexis is not walking face, girl. She just said
oh,
it.
Wait. Let me make it hard.
I love my sister down. She is not walking face. Michi, I have to correct you.
Dante was not the first, and he wasn't the only one that, you know, that had to get it right. Rodney was another one that talked too.
Oh,
You is knocking on my door. Now let's make it hard.
Rodney was another one who shot.
I'm gonna light my blunt.
Hello.
But y'all act like Kelly ain't never, huh? Y'all act like Kelly has never given y'all face. She has given y'all face. I've seen her walk. I've seen her first. She's given me face.
We're just kicking. It's not, you know.
I told Kelly before, the best I've seen her was at the New York Awards Ball when she had the story, when she came with the ball head with the red and white little.
Yeah, the night she didn't walk face.
She was, oh, yeah, the night that she should have walked face, she didn't walk.
No, she ended up walking the face. She ended up walking the wrong category.
I ended up walking the wrong category, and then I went to go change from my other category, bitch, and it was so motherfucking hot.
Wait. Let me correct you, Kelly. You walk legendary face, and they chopped you, and that's what
happened. No, they did not chop me, Miss Day, girl, okay?
Yes, they did, because Jack told me it was not legendary. No, Kelly, they did chop you because that's when Jack had made the unapologetic error. No, they did not chop me, mistake,
because, bitch, I am a legendary face, mistake.
It was a legendary face, though.
It was iconic motherfucking face. I did not get chopped. Jack came up there and said, no. Cannot walk this category. It's iconic face. No motherfucking try me.
Wait, Kelly, can I ask you this? So why did Hollywood, why he walked against him? Wait, so okay. Why did Hollywood? Wait. Ask my question, Kelly. Why did Hollywood Mizrahi walk in there?
He didn't get through.
Hollywood
it was all old girls.
Yes. Okay.
It was like Brenda Millard.
Hold on. Kelly, you legendary what now?
You heard me, bitch.
You heard me, bitch.
You heard Kelly, me, bitch, all around.
Now,
bitch.
I could have sworn they said you was legendary for real, this girl, and it was drag. But,
girl.
Today, Mo Kelly. Miss Alexis.
Kelly,
sis.
Yes.
Sis, listen.
I don't know what the girls say or what the girls motherfucking say this day, but I'm not a bitch that have to run my motherfucking resume down to the girls. But if you want me to, Miss Sang, I will let you know, Miss Sang, bitch.
You don't have
big
to,
girls
sis.
Now, hold on, I'm going to let you and everyone know, Miss
Sang.
Big girl face of the motherfucking year. 6 years in a row, Miss Sang, along with
only in New York, girl. Only in New York.
And that's the only place that it motherfucking matters. And motherfucking
what?
New York. Every
Kelly,
other motherfucker
wants to call it
a motherfucking
head. Kelly, let me stop you here. Kelly, let me stop you. You know I love you down, Kelly. I actually see your face, but let's be honest with you. The only reason you won 6 years in a row is because you stopped kissing Jennifer, and you know what Jennifer was like. That was it. It was only you and Jennifer walking, honey.
Kelly.
Why? It was you, Jennifer, Denise, and Paula every now and then.
I still had a battle. Miss Sang, you know. It wasn't a hard battle, but I still had my battle.
I still had a battle.
Yes, Miss Laura, you ate that, Miss Sang. That's what it's gonna feel like
let
next
me
week, Miss Laura.
Let me give y'all the real motherfucking tea. Let me give you the tea about the latex balls here. What was that, 2006 or was that 2007 when you battled Miss Jennifer and you came out to that? Yeah, you came out in that yellow dress and Miss Jennifer
and
came out. I motherfucking tell you.
With that brown. Listen, Laura, she came out in that two big yellow dress and the brown hair.
Miss Alexis.
When I said Kelly Cab right there, she thought she was giving temperance and she was just.
She was emoting at the back of the stage and everything.
Yeah, you know, grand prize Mizrahi. Once again, you know.
What was that night you was walking face and then you fell on the floor? You remember?
I wasn't walking face. That's the night that I came out as Mother Mizrahi. And I fell, Miss Sang.
Oh, that New York Awards ball where you fell
on
your butt.
Yeah, I wasn't.
What a night you debuted as Mother Couture, you failed. Wow.
You're just going to always fall as a mother. What's the thing?
Some things just ain't meant to be.
But Cass, when she came out as director, she never failed, though.
Girl, you're not. Y'all not going to do this. We not, honey. That's what we not.
I love you, sir.
Oh, so ask Baby. Jack. Well, I got a question because I know Jack has New York Awards ball coming up. Ask him if he don't have director of the year.
Miss Sang, are you trying to, girl?
No, I'm serious because you remember when y'all did the overall East Coast Mother of the Year and all that stuff. So are y'all gonna have Director of the Year with and then Queen Mother and all the other stuff of the year? I'm like, are y'all gonna do that?
No, we're not. It's Laura, okay? Okay, stop trying.
You got competition for Director of the Year because there's some other houses that got directors too.
Who?
Like Rodney.
Like Rodney?
They got a director?
You said Rodney.
Rodney? Are you guys directing over there?
Rodney's overall.
Huh?
Rodney.
What are you talking about?
Laura said you guys have a directing member, Prodigy?
No, we don't have one.
Okay.
Laura, you're trying it, sweetie.
I'm lost. What do you mean, Laura? Who's the director of Prodigy?
No comment. I wish to come
no
out.
More TVs. No,
no
more
comment.
DVDs.
So what you trying to say? They demoted Rodney?
No comment, y'all.
Oh, let me light this blunt up.
I'm available to you.
Do you better
stop. That we don't know about?
I can't discuss part of you see because I don't want Rodney to chop me.
Can we talk about?
So you go home.
Kelly, you got the black gel?
Yeah.
Okay.
What
are we doing this weekend for New York? So it looks like the Latex Ball announced their date. Congratulations.
When is it?
When is it?
They haven't bought. They haven't paid for a commercial.
Oh, so nobody was coming anyway, though. Nobody ain't coming no way because Latex Balls are late now. They late booze.
No, they're not.
It is
yes,
at Terminal 5,
Latex Balls are late. They never finish any of their categories. They only have, like, first half. That's it. I always been like that.
Well, it'd be so many girls there. So many people walking.
Girl, it'd be so many Virgin Vogue girls there. That's what it'd be, if you ask me.
You know, just put those girls, like, in between.
That ball is a Virgin ball. It kind of lost its
Well, you know, I still like watching the Virgins, though.
I actually enjoyed the POCC balls more than I enjoyed the Latex balls.
I missed the POCC ball, no shade.
Yeah, them balls.
Right, but that's a ball that they can't pay for. That's like a stunt.
Damn.
You can't have a ball on a stunt.
Was that ball a piece of work, Marcus?
What?
What the POCC ball is a piece of work.
No, I'm in, child. I'm affiliated with the picture of it coming on. Okay.
Yeah. Talking about it giving out thousands and thousands of dollars. Yeah, okay, girl.
Well, where you get that tea from? How you get the tea?
Girl, you talk about with Mother Michael Mugler and all them, honey.
Lord, you are old queen. I don't know who you are, but you are old queen.
Baby. Damn, girls. So what did you see when Naomi leaving the scene and stuff?
Kelly?
Hello?
Kelly has to answer that.
Who is outside?
It sounds like Kelly's
trying to
chicken.
Why everybody keep attacking her, though? I don't get it. I don't see what's going on. Like, I don't see what, I don't know what happened, but, like,
it's
a lot
the
of people
of
keep attacking
fame.
Her. Yeah, I mean, but they attacking her because of what she said. I don't agree with that. I don't think they should, I mean, just because she don't see somebody performance, you shouldn't want to attack somebody because they don't see your performance. I think that's stupid, and all her girlfriends are now, like, just, like, girl, like, you can't make her see it.
But I guess, this is my thing, what is your point in making of that, why do you have to down somebody's performance? You know what I'm saying? Just if you're doing something else at the time. That's like Beyonce really reading Rihanna right now. Like, okay, would you do it?
She wasn't reading. She was telling the truth. Sometimes the truth hurts, and that's what people need to realize. See, that's the problem with a lot of these new fucking girls that I cannot stand. They cannot take a chop. They can't take the truth. That's why it be so much bullshit. They can't even, that's why so many girls get through, because the judges be scared to chop now because I guess of shit like this.
Laura, you do it too, girl. Shut up.
Well, Marcus, I give your house number 10, so you should be happy.
I don't give nobody chance to give me chance, because I bet you if they win, they're not giving me anything.
So
I'd rather nobody
anyway,
get anything.
So, I mean,
huh?
you don't have no bark in the fight really anyway.
Well, since y'all
play balls, you don't walk anything.
Talking about bitches, since y'all talking about bitches giving stuff this day,
who's getting a $40 special at the DM ball?
Oh, adios.
Well, Kelly, you're not judging anyway, so you won't be getting no $40 special.
Honey, okay.
You've been blacklisted from the judges list.
I was blacklisted?
The girl, I'm just playing, girl. I just want to start this.
I wonder if they blacklisted her because of the last Dia ball, because you know what she was giving the last ball, right?
I've expressed. No, Kelly's not blacklisted. I want to try something new.
He was trying to shake the table, bitch, to get me to start reading, bitch, because y'all know it's about to take off.
I'm not going to say fresh faces, but not the same people, because I am tired of seeing the same people win.
Oh, and by the way,
I see if they deserved it.
Some of you fem queens need to stop calling other fem queens men because, bitch, you were a man at one time, too, Miss Katrina. Oh, I meant to say that. Go ahead, carry on.
I don't know.
What was happened? There a reason behind that, sweetie?
I knew that was coming.
Yes, because Miss Katrina kept calling Laomi a he, and I don't approve of that because she was just a he just a couple years ago. Like, she got dicks and everything. She was just up a boy, and then she was a drag queen, and then now she became a fem queen. Now she got new bags and want to fill her pussy and want to start calling fem queens he. No, bitch, you was a he for a long time, while Laomi was a she. Like, don't come for her. Just because Lil James, you know, said what he said, now everybody feel like they want to come for this Laomi. You can't really come for her because the bitch already made her mark in the scene. So you can't, there's really nothing you could say to her. And it's no shame.
Well,
and if a bitch don't like it, come see me. Come knock on my door.
I have no opinion on this.
But if you have such bad opinion and you don't think they should come be winning, why don't you come out and win the money yourself?
But the thing is, Marcus, listen, you may keep it funky with you like that Baltimore ball. She was really actually probably addressing a lot about that Baltimore ball. To be honest, Lil James shouldn't have won. That Legendary Eugene should have won, first of all. He should have had won when they
got. Who do you blame for Legendary Eugene losing? Hold on,
I blame Kelly and Otto for letting them through because none of them got through except for Eugene. He was the only one that came out at Circus Soleil because everybody
else. Well, actually, actually, the entire line should have been chopped because the category said custom cat suit. So I don't know, how do you customize something if it was already printed on there? Everybody should have been chopped.
If you look at Eugene's whole effect, if you get his whole effect, he gave you certain...
But the category just said you are auditioning or you're the newest Cirque du Soleil act. But the category said bring it in a custom, it didn't even say colorful, it said custom cat suit.
A custom made cat suit is when you go to a place and you get a custom made. You get a cat suit custom made.
Okay, so
and it needs to be very
how you know those cat suits was custom made? I don't see them repeat those cat suits, so it wasn't
so
custom.
So that's what I'm saying is that if you can't tell if it's custom made or whatever, which would probably be hard for you to do that because any fan can say they got it custom made. You know, any bitch could say that. So that's what we need to get to the Circus Soleil part. So
let me ask Kelly this on the radio the other week. She chopped my house member because she said he had on a black cat suit, but Lil James had on the same black cat suit.
And I agree, Marcus. I think she should have chopped James too. But I think to be honest,
I'm not saying that. I just
want to
know when did she decide to read the category? Did she read the category before my member or after my member? Kelly,
hold on. I'm putting my headset on. Hold on.
I say this, Marcus. Yeah, so I just feel like this is one thing I don't like. I don't like when they chop the girls that's not really out there like that. But then when you got like a Lil James or somebody else that bring the category wrong, y'all just seem to chop the girls.
Well, I didn't necessarily think the category was. I don't necessarily think that. I just don't think they should have been chopped. For it's a custom cat suit. So if you put something on your cat suit, it was custom. It didn't have
but
to be colorful.
But London wasn't Cirque du Soleil, though. It's no shame.
Nobody was Cirque du Soleil.
Yes, they was. Eugene was. That was it. Eugene.
Because he came out with. Hold on. Cirque du Soleil don't use no damn hula hoops. They climb up the ribbon, and they do circular acrobatic stuff in the air.
He still thought out of the box, though, compared to
everybody
else.
That was wrong.
Everybody else came out there with some little leopard little outfit on, or
Marcus,
some little clown little piece of shit on. That
looks cute. Cirque du Soleil do use hula hoops in their production.
Thank you.
Okay, wait, hold on. But you said because he had on, hula hoop
colors,
that made him Cirque du Soleil?
No, his outfit, it's his whole outfit. From
baby,
top
I saw Universal
bottom.
Soul Circus.
It's no
oh,
shame.
Shit.
You said what?
I saw Universal Soul Circus.
I can't.
Are you
I told y'all I had drinks
top.
Tonight.
You said that because London
is
your house
when we
get chopped.
I said that because judges are not consistent. If you saying you chopping for one reason, then the whole line needs to get chopped for the same reason.
Yo, Marcus,
or
Marcus,
you don't chop
honest.
At all.
Marcus, come on now. Now look at London outfit, then look at Eugene's outfit. You tell me what's the difference.
They both
now,
look cheap. They both look cheap and they look like $1,000. So you
know,
chop both.
Right. Marcus, you know you're not right.
First off, you know I am the last person to, I don't see house affiliation up there. You know at that point. And I feel like my member's wrong. We didn't argue or contest the chop, but I don't agree if she got chopped for her effect per se. I also think that when a ball has time, why do we score the effects first? Like, what is the whole point in that? Is that just a way to get girls out?
Yeah. To clear the line before they even start bowling.
Okay, but then you don't need to judge then. Because 9 times out of 10, if you was judging their performance the way you should be, the line would be eliminated anyway.
Right.
But at least they'll get to vote. Most people don't get upset, they get chopped. They get chopped for their effect.
Well, it makes the ball longer when you got to judge the fact and then judge the performance. No, look, bitch, let them just come out vogue. If you don't see the outfit,
yeah,
they
what
voting,
normally happens
stop
is
stop
they score the effect. They score the effect and let them through, and then they want to just they score the effect, let them through, and then they just want to let the performance slide. Like, well.
That's what it was.
Kelly, quiet.
No, honey, because somebody told me to check something. I was trying to see what they told me to check.
So, Kelly, you walk in, how many categories you walk in that Tony Ball, Kelly? Because I got to be that you walk in 3 categories.
The girls have to be at the ball to find out and see, baby.
Because I got to be that you walk in 3 categories, honey.
Well, I don't know.
So, unless if you lose to Kelly for face, you can walk realness, and if you know how to walk runway, you can pop that through.
Girl, you said when she lose to me?
Kelly, you know the difference between me and you is this shit is all fun to me.
Win, lose, or draw, Alexis and Keisha will be treating me to motherfucking breakfast, you know, at Rodney's job, honey. So.
y'all big girls do know teeth is a requirement, right?
So mm-hmm. What you trying to say?
I know, I'm just saying, y'all know it's a requirement, right?
What are you trying to say?
So,
the girls are walking through. Hold on. The girls are walking through the dance for years.
Sure.
Hello. Are y'all watching Michi's video?
What video?
So what?
Michi lip synced that song this weekend at St. Louis Pride.
What?
Who? You said who lip synced the song?
Michi Mizrahi.
I don't know.
I know he's talking about Michi Evans.
I want to see an actual music video. I want to see Jack actually make a music video with Jennifer Lopez with that. I had a fag Logan in that shit. But they take it to a ball or something. I think that would be interesting if they do that, like a music video for that video. I would love to see that.
At a ball?
No, like if they act like they were at a ball or something, like the actual music video, if they were, you know, the scene was like at a ball or something, and, you know, or whatever, you know, like just.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but at a fab place, though, like where the extravaganzas be going, they balls or something. Not at no Club Escalitas, no, man. Yeah, like at a, you know, at a fab.
How would you know what Escalitas look like in a music video? You
Escalitas look fierce. It don't matter. That club looks fierce. I'm tired
of looking at that man with the lights on.
No, I'm tired of that place. Yeah, that's how it is. Yeah.
They can do that Stage 48.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Stage 48, yeah.
That's more money.
Mark, do you think Club Escalitas look over? You think Escalitas is an over club? Like, as far as the inside, you think it's just over? Like, is it 1-0 over?
No, but what, I mean, just knowing history of how they filmed the movies, Fighting Temptations was filmed at the old tracks. There wasn't nothing over about the old tracks.
Oh, you feel like the feel of the Oscars, man. Yeah.
I mean, you just filming
them.
Me too. You do it. What is all that?
Yes. Check your inbox. Okay.
She ain't got no work.
What?
So, Kelly, who was that you were talking about on Facebook earlier this evening about whatchamajigga? What did that post say, Alexis? I forget. What was that
you
message?
Said you actually
Kelly, who were you talking about? Who was the film queen you were talking about that steal Rolex watches and all that stuff?
What do you mean?
No, because I can't, because the name is on the tip of my tongue, but I can't think of the child's name. What is her name?
I wasn't directed to anyone.
Kelly.
I wasn't.
That's what we're doing in the summer of 2014. That's what we're doing.
I wasn't directing. I'm gonna be really honest with you. I wasn't directing it towards anyone in particular. I was having a conversation.
Uh-huh.
I was having a conversation with one of my daughters, and you know, and the girls was coming for my daughter. So you know, I just had to pin it up and say, you know.
So who's still Rolex watches? Because I remember somebody still Rolex
watches. Oh,
watch
wait. So now it makes sense.
Thank you, Alexis.
Okay, now it makes sense. Okay. It's a lot of bitches that still Rolex.
See, Laura, your conversation just now and what Kelly just said. Kind of made, and your other comment, your other conversation from earlier just made a bitch put two and two together. Okay.
You caught right, Chris. You caught right.
Okay. It's a lot of bitches out there that stealing Rolexes. They all stealing them. It's that girl. I was at a bitch hotel room the other day, and she had on Saturday, bitch, and she had three of them on her wrist.
So
maybe
minute,
one
Kelly,
of them.
What daughter you was talking to?
I'm not revealing that.
Oh, was it
Imani?
Was it Erica?
Laura, listen.
She said they was reading her daughter that she was talking to.
Oh, Lily.
Okay. Honey. Baby. But it's not. It's maybe first of all, I'm gonna be honest with y'all. It was not Laomi, bitch. It's one of my daughters. It's one of my daughters that's not even out there like that.
Okay.
She's in a house. She's a fab girl, but she's not out there like that. She don't get into mess and all that drama and stuff, mistakes. So, you know, baby, I had to, you know, just let the girls know. Honey.
Are you saying your house is messy and it's full of drama?
My house?
Yeah, you just said that the girl, she don't get into all that mess. She's in your house, but she don't get into all that mess.
No, she.
Trauma.
I said
so
she's
your
in
house
a, no.
Has a lot of
I
mess.
Said she's in a no. I said she's in a house, but she don't get into all the drama and the mess and reading with girls on Facebook and all of that stuff. So when I seen her come out of character,
what category she was?
Baby, I'm not giving you all of that. When I seen her come out of character today and post up a status on Facebook, I knew it was something wrong. So I called my child and saying, and I put up my status that I put up after me and my child had our conversation.
Okay, I got it now. Thank you.
Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Alexis, I was thinking about what you mentioned ago. Now I know. I got it.
Learning, so.
Yeah.
Baby. But, you know. My daughter walks realness. My daughter walks sex siren and saying, you know, she's out there.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Alexis, you know who I'm talking about, Alexis.
Yeah,
so did y'all see that picture that Maya Mizrahi put up about her test results?
Okay. I want to thank all of y'all for definitely calling in tonight, Miss Taker. We will definitely be live back on the air next week, Monday, honey, to recap everything that happened in Chicago.
February 2016.
Okay.
February 2016 was my test result.
We will definitely be live on the air next week, Monday at 11 o'clock. Alexis, Laura, Michi, please say goodnight to the girls and say, because I'm not.
No, we can't say goodnight just yet.
Girl, I will not with you.
Well,
I will not.
I mean, good night, everyone. I hope everyone could.
Well, good night, everyone. I'll see you in February 2016 when I get my results back in on what I'm doing. All
right. I definitely want to send a shout-out once again to Marcus. Happy birthday, Bristol. You know, to everyone out there, Chauncey, Ebony. And congratulations to all the Ebonys that win and continue to win.
Wait a minute. Who is Chauncey Ebony? Who is that? Who is Chauncey Ebony? Who the hell is that?
Girl, Miss Laura, girl.
Girl,
we're
talking
happening.
You've already said your
good
nights and goodbyes.
We will not, Women's Laura. I love y'all all for loving me. Whatever bathroom or whatever alleyway y'all girls do go into tonight, please make sure you do practice safe sex because the life you save will be your own. We will definitely be back live on the air for the next 4 Mondays. We will definitely be live back on the air for the next 4 Mondays in a row. So definitely tell your girlfriend if they miss tonight, we will definitely be back on the air for the next 4 weeks in a row because we will definitely be on a tour of balls, honey. But if they're not here promoting on the show, we can definitely not talk about it. So I can't wait for I can't wait for all the girls to be at the D Up Ball, honey. I can't wait for all the girls to be at Watch the Throne. I can't wait for all the girls to be at the Gold Ball in motherfucking Texas, honey. And
Kelly, you just gonna watch the Throne Ball.
Girl, baby, you see, sorry, bitch. My girls, I'm gonna take y'all away with our commercials. I love y'all all for loving me. Good night.
The Privileged One. Gagne 007 presents From Bankhead to Buckhead Ball, Saturday, July 26th, during Privileged Weekend in Atlanta, Georgia. Your grand prize, $3,000 for Twisters vs. Sisters, 2 trophies and 1 winner, No As a House. If you feel that you deserve to be on the list and compete, then you should hit the floor and win Vogue Femme or Realness with a Twist during the From Bankhead to Buckhead Tour. Check Facebook's event page for a list of qualifying events that will allow you to gain access to walk for the 3,000. Mini grands include $1,000 for Butch Queen Sex Siren, $500 for Butch Queen Face, $250 for Femme Queen Realness, $250 for Femme Queen Sex Siren, $250 for streetwear, and $250 for female figure face. That's the privileged one, Donye 007, presenting From Bankhead to Buckhead Ball during Privilege Weekend, which is July 25th through July 28th. Event taking place Saturday, July 26th. $30 all night. Doors open at 2 a.m. LSS starts at 3 a.m. Ball starts at 3:30 a.m. Tables are $100 up till June 15th and $150 after. First come, first serve. Your commentators for the evening, the icon Selvin Mizrahi and legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy. Your DJ, legendary Vonalore St. Laurent. Location, The Warehouse in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit Facebook's event page dated July 26th or contact Donye, the Privileged One, on Facebook. Legendary Mother Power Infinity, Icon Angel Milan, and Icon JoJo Ebony bring you the Come Together 2 Ball, your 2014 Florida Awards Ball, benefiting the Tampa Metro Wellness Center. Some of your cash categories include pageant gown for $200, open to all potluck virgin performance, Butch Queen's Up and Drags Realness for $100, Butch Queen Realness, Thug versus Pretty Boy versus Schoolboy. And your grand prize, open to all performance for $1,000. Again, that's the Come Together 2 Ball, your 2014 Florida Awards Ball, Sunday, August 24th. Your location, Sky Tampa, 1509 East 8th Avenue in Tampa, Florida. Your host and MC, the icon Jack Mizrahi. For more information, visit Facebook's event page dated August 24th.
The icon pioneer, Larry Ebony, presents the 24-karat gold ball. All gold everything. Saturday, October 4th in Dallas, Texas. Grand prize number one, tag team performance, The Lost Treasures of the Texas Republic for $1,500. Grand prize number two, open to all realness for $1,000. Grand prize number three, Femme Queen Face, The Battle of the Goddesses for $750. Mini grand number one, Butch Queen Senior versus Junior Sex Siren, Hercules versus Aries for $500. Mini grand number two, Tag Team Best Dressed, one male figure and one female figure for $500. Mini grand number three, J-Rock Ebony presents the Ultimate Catboy for $500 and many other cash prizes. Again, that's Saturday, October 4th in Dallas, Texas. The icon, pioneer, Larry Ebony bringing you the 24-karat gold ball. All gold everything. Texting with our bonding prosperity gets you in for free. For more information on Dallas Southern Pride events, contact J-Rock Ebony via Facebook under J-Rock Dupree or visit www.DallasSouthernPride.com for more details.
Legendary mother Lisa Prodigy and Dante Balenciaga bring you Watch the Throne 2.0, Once Upon a Star, Statement, and Legend, Saturday, September 27th in Washington, D.C. Your grand prizes include Butch Queen Pretty Boy Realness, Mr. Disney for $1,000, Femme Queen Realness, Pretty versus Banshee versus Executive versus Big Girls, Battle of the Girls, Pretty Girls as Sleeping Beauty, Banshee Girls as Princess Tiana, Executive as Mary Poppins, and Big Girls as your Fairy Godmother, all for $1,000. Open to all legendary performance, The Wizard, ease on down this road for $1,000. Your mini grants include Femme Queen Sex Siren, Jane, Tarzan's Loyal Companion for $500. Femme Queen Perfect 10, Ariel, showcased in face, body, and realness for $500. Femme Queen Performance, Rapunzel, 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 let your hair down and bring us a heel just as high as you dare for $500, as well as a host of other cash categories. That's Watch the Throne 2.0, Once Upon a Star, Statement, and Legend, presented by legendary Mother Lisa Prodigy and Dante Balenciaga, Saturday, September 27th, in Washington, D.C. Tables $200 each until August 1st. Thereafter, tables will be $250 each. Tables are seated, first pay closest to the stage. Admission $30 all night. Your commentators include the icon Jack Mizrahi, the icon MC Deborah, legendary RJ Carrington Balenciaga, and legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy. Elite beat by the one and only legendary Von Allure St. Laurent. For questions, comments, or concerns, send them over to watchthethrone2.0@gmail.com or visit Facebook's event page dated September 27th.